You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Look, I don't want to leave out our wrestling fans because it was a big wrestling weekend too, Mike, here in the ATL. Goldberg in his final match. How are you going to lose your final match? I mean, seriously. I mean,
well, because the script said you're going to lose your final match.
Oh, my bad. You're saying this is scripted?
Yeah, it's basically, well, burst someone's bubble. It's still real to me, damn it. But yeah, that's script says Goldberg will fight, and then he'll looks like he's winning, and ultimately he'll lose the match.
Are you saying this didn't actually
happen? It's still real to me, damn it. Yes, this was preordained, Carl.
I had no idea. I was like, how do you lose in your last match of your career? This is crazy. You're at home. It just shouldn't happen this way.
You'd think.
Either way, Bill Goldberg in his final match. Listen, we love Goldberg. He's been on the show numerous times.
Right?
But that happened Saturday down at State Farm, and that was one of the things that was going on this weekend. We talked about Beyonce still being in town. She's got one more night tonight. And the fact that the All-Star Weekend has been going on and leading up to tonight, of course, the Home Run Derby, and then tomorrow is the All-Star Game. So there's just so much going on. But by the way, Goldberg says he will stay retired, and that is not scripted.
Yes. I mean, again, he got paid also.
He did get paid. He did get paid.
And when you're an employee, you follow the script.
Even if you don't like it.
Right. I mean, again, it's only like Bret Hart who says, wait a minute, I've got to lose my final match? And then you, yeah, that's kind of the deal. That's how it goes.
Yeah. Hey, man, Elle Duncan's on the way. We're going to get a chance to talk to her here in just a second. Hey, Big O back at the studio. Can we hear that Greg Sankey talking about the SEC and the scheduling? Mike and I were discussing this. Our buddy Connor Riley's going to join us at 4 o'clock, guys, to discuss all the things that have been happening today. Lane Kiffin speaking today to the media as well. But let me hear Sankey talk about this scheduling thing. This morning.
We have to make decisions about the 26th season and adjust if we're going to go to 9 games, and there have to be games removed or rescheduled. And if we stay at 8, probably a little bit easier on that part of the logistics.
I mean, as we said, you want to give yourself a chance to obviously win more national championships. And if you are going to play an expanded conference schedule, you know, the good teams might pick up another L. And the one thing I will say, as much as I don't like how Sankey's handled this 8 or 9 game thing and this power play with the Big Ten.
Yes.
You know, is when you get back to the heart of the matter, yeah, you're all making tons of loot, tons of money. But still, you know, this is supposed to be the biggest and the baddest-ass conference in the league,
it's
right?
It's true. It's true.
You know, so let's just, you know, let's worry about that. Let the chips fall where they may. But the one place, again, I do agree with him. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Last year, I thought the College Football Playoff Committee showed no respect for strength of schedule. Strength of schedule was, honestly, if you look back at it, I mean, Indiana's strength of schedule was weak. Boise State's strength of schedule. I know they talked about rewarding the little guys, get them up to the big person's table, not the kid's table. But I just thought, you know, why should the SEC expand and make things harder if the knuckleheads of the playoff committee aren't going to respect that schedule? And that's the only – the one argument I would agree with.
All right, so let me ask you this, though. By adding the one game, does that make – you're saying they can't ignore it? Like,
no,
they can't –
well, I mean, if I'm going to play one more – if I'm in the toughest – we perceive it to be the toughest conference top to bottom.
Right.
And I got to play one more tough – now, again, you may get Vandy. you might get Miss State. It might not be, you know, Texas or Alabama.
Okay.
But you're still playing what's perceived to be another team from the best conference in football. But, you know, what if the College Football Playoff Committee doesn't see it that way? You know, and we know one thing about the College Football Playoff Committee, it does seem to be a moving target.
It does.
From year to year.
Yeah. I think this is a no-brainer. I think the Big Ten is going to – their sticking point, by the way. And let's hear that other Greg Sankey real quick here. We're waiting on Elle Duncan. She's making her way over here to the Fan Village over where we're at by Murph's here. But let's hear that other cut where he talks about having to make this decision, because their sticking point for the Big Ten is the playoff format. They want to be able to get more teams in, and so does the SEC. Meanwhile, the ACC and the Big 12 are like, yo, hey, what about us over here? This is Sankey this morning.
I generally like to get out of the football scheduling decision questions, right? So that suggests a longer term would be better. One of our learning experiences from our expansion to 14, and we had 2 years and then 12 years, and our discussion now is perhaps look-ins every so often would be wise. So while you might want to answer it once and for all, I do think there's an expectation that we'll at least have look-in opportunities should the schedule change.
And by the way, he's being very, you know, careful to not promise, over-promise.
Right.
And say, yes, this is where we're going. This is what we want to do. But don't get it twisted, guys. He knows exactly what they discussed at SEC Media Days, and he also knows what all these coaches have told him, Mike, especially in the SEC. You know, what's Kirby told him privately? What have they talked about, right? Because Kirby's the voice. We know this. But the other established coaches in this conference, I think they're all on the same page, and Kirby's even admitted it. He would love to see more SEC games by adding another SEC game, because he knows what that means, to your point, about strength of schedule.
Yeah, and again, it just, if you are a fan, my point has always been the same, is I want to see the best games. I don't want to – don't disrespect to – like in Georgia State, if you can go beat a big program, and that's great, but it just – at this day and age, I just think if you're spending the kind – and by the way, being a booster is not cheap, even for bad football teams like mine. You know, it's not cheap to get those tickets.
Yeah.
I would think you'd rather see another SEC opponent or have some language locked in where you're going to be playing somebody out of a conference from another Power 5 or Power 4. Power three and a half. Whatever the ACC is now.
Three and a half. You know? Hey, guys, what do you guys think? Hit us up, guys. We'd love to hear from you. 404-726-0929. You can always text the show and let us know and find us on social media as always, guys. But, yeah, it's just one of the things. That's the big picture for the conference. That's what Greg Sankey handles. As far as Georgia's concerned, you're going to hear more about specifics with Kirby tomorrow, and you hear more from each coach, Mike, as they talk about their programs.
And, you know, the debate, I know a lot of SEC fans are making their way down here for the Home Run Derby or just in your car, is top to bottom, the SEC is still stronger. It's just a stronger conference. Alabama, you know what I mean?
Yep.
South Carolina can beat anybody in this conference. So that's the argument. Versus, as we've heard from, speaking of Vanderbilt, what Pavia said. Hey, man, there's some real bad bottom feeders in the Big Ten. We're keeping it real. Look who just rolled in.
Superstar. She is a superstar. Atlanta, stand up, man.
Mm-mm-mm.
You talk about representing the A. She's been doing this a long time. She's been putting the A first and foremost. We love her. We love her work. Elle Duncan, it is a pleasure to have you on Dukes and Bell.
Oh, my gosh. What?
And
thanks for having me.
Welcome home, girl.
I know. You guys, this is so surreal and overwhelming. Like, it really is so cool to get to come home. And I come home a lot, obviously. Still have family here. Obviously have a ton of friends here. But to be able to come home because the city is being showcased on such a major event, it's really cool. And I've had a chance to wax poetic about us long-suffering Atlanta fans. Like,
right.
Mike, you know, I just feel like people always give such a bad rap to Atlanta sports fans. Like, we're apathetic and we don't care and it's a transient city and no one is a real fan here. And I just think that's horse you know what, right?
Yes,
like,
right.
But like, this city has endured a lot of pains and it started well before 28-3. So while, you know, we've had a nice little run between Georgia and the Braves, like, it's been a long time coming that the city gets the respect that they deserve.
Right. And that's the thing for, you know, for the Hawks. And yeah, sometimes it's self-inflicted if you don't build on a nice season like the 2021 and don't give Trey some help.
Yeah.
Some of that does, you know, give ammunition. But for instance, the hockey team, that's one thing when people say, we'll never get another hockey team. It wasn't the fans' fault. It was the bad ownership. friendship groups, things like that.
100%. I'm like, it was funny because I was running through the list of like all the things that have happened to Georgia sports teams over the years. Again, this is before 28-3. And it's like, you know, Dominique Wilkins getting shipped out. It's Brett Favre getting traded. It's you, the leader of your defense getting arrested the day before the Super Bowl. It just keeps, you know, you lose your hockey team twice. Right. It's just like, it just keeps going and going. So it's been really cool to you know, watch us be like relevant.
Right.
And especially as someone who is an obnoxious sports fan on this really big stage, all I want is an opportunity to be obnoxious about my teams. Right. Now, the Hawks haven't given us a ton the last couple years, but I'm feeling really good about where we are right now.
Yes. Everybody is. L, look, the move to go get Porzingis.
Yeah.
And then they draft a Georgia boy, like, what?
Yeah.
Right? He
yeah.
can play. He's in summer league. Ace Newell. Yeah. We watched him the last couple of days. L. Duncan's our guest, guys. You watch her on SportsCenter. McEachin High School stand up. West Georgia stand up.
Yeah.
She's back at the crib, and she's hanging out with us here at Murph's. But it's so good to see you. You're crushing it, by the way.
Thank you.
Let's love on you a little bit here, all right?
Oh, man.
We can talk about the ATL all day. Let's love on you a little bit, because I think people, you know, in our business, as you know, for those who don't know, she started here in Atlanta. But you've grinded. And
she was a big part of the Two Lives too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. That's when I met you, Mike.
We were teammates at the old 790.
I was 20 years old when I got that gig.
Wow.
And I was telling people, it was funny because the Stews did a contest for their entertainment reporter, and I participated in the contest. They had it at like Club 1150. I did not win. I came in second. But the girl that won the right to be the entertainment reporter realized, hey, this is going to be every day, and you don't get paid, and I can't do it. So they called me and were like, still want to do it? And I was like, hell yeah.
Of course
I want to do it.
Right.
And I used to work. I specifically got a job across the street from the old radio station in Buckhead, and I would wash hair at a hair salon. And then my lunch break, I would go over to the Stews, do the entertainment report, run back out, and go back to work washing hair. And that's really where it started for me, and it just evolved from there.
That's the hustle. That's the hustle, baby.
Well,
yeah.
But the moral of that story is, and this is, I'm so glad you said that, and I hope that the people listen, because you get this. You know how it is. People come up to us all the time. I want to do what you do. Okay,
correct.
Great.
Sure.
Everybody's journey is different.
Uh-huh.
But you've grinded. She didn't walk in the door and they went, oh, Elle is beautiful. Let's do this.
Like, let's go.
Let's go. That wasn't your path. And so from there, let's talk about, obviously you've left. You were in Boston for some time too.
I was, yeah. I mean, I did hip hop radio here at V103. I was the Hawk sideline reporter.
Right.
I worked with 92.9 back when it was called Dave FM for the Falcons. And that was also a free gig. I did not get paid. And I would do pre and post game for the Falcons. Pre and post game shows when they were here, and it would actually cost me money to go to work because I'd have to pay the $60 to park.
Right.
And I did that for a while, and then I did news on Channel 11 here doing traffic, and I got an opportunity to do sports in Boston, and everyone looked at me and was like, girl, you're a black girl from Atlanta, you gonna move to Boston? I was like, but you gotta do what you gotta do,
right?
And I just saw the vision. Like, I just had hope that it would be more of a path towards ultimately what I wanted to do. So I went there for 2 years, and then I landed at ESPN, and I've been there since 2016.
Yay!
And being an Atlanta fan, we know that, you know, guys like, you know, Mike Greenberger, Jets fans, Murphy's Law, the year we blow the Super Bowl lead, you're finally on the stage.
Oh, my God.
You could have been the point man for all things Atlanta, or point person, and of course, we know what happened.
It was devastating. They sent me here. It was my first, like, gig that they were sending me to. So they send me here, and they're like, all right, if the Falcons win, we're going to do live hits with you, we're gonna be like celebrations and whatever. Obviously it didn't go that way, and so I'm doing these, and they still wanted to do live hits, so I'm basically doing like an obituary for how sad Falcons fans were. I was like, I'm standing here at this park and everyone's pretty devastated, so I don't know what you want from me. And it was it was horrible, but again, you know, like, that's in the past. We back, we up, we feeling good. Hope springs eternal.
Michael,
so we're
Penix,
feeling
baby Michael Penix time.
Like, can I say this too?
What's up?
We were supposed to talk about this on SportsCenter, but we didn't get a chance to, so I'm going to talk about it here. I like Cam Newton. I work with Cam Newton. Cool dude. I don't understand his comments to Michael Penix Jr. that the way that you got this job is the way that you lose it. That is standard for everyone in sports.
Yes. Correct.
Everyone in sports gets an opportunity because someone else lost their opportunity, and your whole job is to keep that other person at bay. That is literally how it works. There's no more pressure on Michael Penix Jr. to perform than there was for Kirk Cousins or any of the guys before him. Period. So I hope he doesn't like absorb that as though this is like unique to him and exceptional to him. That's how it works in every job. There's someone coming for y'all too. And
already,
it's your job to keep them at bay, right? That's what
true.
We do.
It's the every
We're all penciled in, man.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. And the crazy thing is, in today's NFL, we've seen this, right? You could draft a quarterback next year.
100%.
I mean, like, this idea, well, we've got our guy. We've seen teams, they draft a quarterback, 2 years later, they draft another quarterback. So yes, that was an insane comment. And sometimes, as you said, we love Cam, love smoking cigars with him, but at the end of the day, sometimes the brother just says stuff that,
I
don't know.
He just saying stuff.
He just says stuff. Yeah. L. Duncan joining us, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. All right, L., stay here, because we got to take a quick break.
Please.
We're coming back.
I'm posted.
We got a lot more to talk about. You played in the celebrity softball game.
Let's see how she did. I also want to see what she thinks. We briefly touched on this new look Hawk squad.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to get into all of this stuff with L. Duncan. Atlanta Zone is here with us on Dukes and Bell. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Oh, you going all ATL, huh?
Of course.
Yeah. I see you working. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live at Murph's. L. Duncan's here.
Hello.
Hanging out with us.
They know. Come on, man.
Atlanta's own.
Shotty Lowe, you did that to me?
I know, right?
Golly.
If that doesn't get you right, I don't know what does.
Nothing can.
I mean, like, you could just be out minding your own business. That song, come on down the street, you'd be like, what?
Got paper. Yes, every time. You're like, what was that? It's like our Pied Piper.
L, let's talk about, you know, the fun you've had here in the A the last few days. We know you're headed back here soon, but you're also doing this 50 states thing. Let's talk about this because I want to say I just saw it. They had you somewhere in downtown, maybe Centennial Olympic Park.
Yeah.
So what is this? What's the deal with this?
Yeah. So we're doing the stunt for SportsCenter called 50 States in 50 Days because we're ESPN's going direct to consumer. So just trying to ratchet up some promotion and go and highlight these amazing states, their sports legacies. So they actually asked me, like, where would you want to go that sort of embodies like sports legacy and whatnot? I picked Centennial Olympic Park because, as I said in the piece, I find it so ironic that something that was built for essentially a two-week stunt, right, for 2 weeks of the Olympics, has really become the heartbeat and one of the main thoroughfares for everything that we do here in Atlanta, right, from concerts, of course the Olympics, but, like, you know, even the kids, like, when we come to visit, we take my kids to the splash pad at the Olympic rings and the Georgia Aquarium. So we go around and we highlight different places. I took my co-host Kevin DeGondi to the Works, which was not here, by the way, when I moved in. This city has changed so much. I moved away 12 years ago, and this city has changed so much. So that was cool to give them a little soul food, a little taste of what we do. And then we were broadcasting live from Truist Park ahead of the Home Run Derby, which was also incredibly surreal. I did the Celebrity All-Star Game on Saturday, and there's this actor who, he's a great character actor. You would absolutely know him if you saw his face, but his name is Michael Kelly, and he is also from Atlanta. And, you know, All-Star Games, like Celebrity Games, it's a lot of shenanigans and people trying to get YouTube content. But he pulls me to the side before the game, and he goes, "L, we are two Atlanta natives and diehard Braves fans, and we are standing on a field right now where the greats play, where Ronald Acuna plays, and, like, we're going to get to go and take an at-bat at Truist Park. Like, I hope that you are really soaking this in." And I was like, "Well, damn, I am now." I was like, "Golly, you're right." But it's just so cool to be, like, invited back to play at a, you know, a park and in front of fans that I used to be the one covering, you know? So it's really, really cool.
Yeah. And John Kelly, it's funny, Michael Kelly, he's been in the broadcast booth every once in a while on FanDuel. As Elle said, remember from the House of Cards?
That's his character. House of Cards.
Yeah. He is a main character in that series.
Right. Lioness, Jack Ryan. Yes. He's amazing.
You see him in everything. Yeah. Superman movies as well. well. Elle's with us here, guys. Great to catch up with an old friend. It was just killing it. How'd you do, by the way, at the in the...
Well, I was on a team, so I inexplicably was on the American League, which made no sense to me. I am a Braves fan, and also on my team, my manager was Jermaine Dupri, noted Atlanta native, Quavo, noted Atlanta native, and we had T.O. and we had CeCe Sabathia.
Okay.
So before the game, Quavo looks at me and he's like, I'm pretty sure MLB wants us to blow them out because they stack the decks too much in our favor. Like, this isn't even going to be close. And I was like, famous last words, sir. And sure enough, we found ourselves in a hole, like, right away. The other team just brought out all these rando ringers, dudes that you would never think were athletic, that were stroking the ball. And so I did get an RBI triple.
Nice.
Now, hey, here we go.
Now, I will say it was a little bit of like a little league triple. Like, you know, my whole thing is in these celebrity games, if you just put the ball in play, a lot of them don't know how to throw or field. So I legged one out. But I'm getting a lot of crap because I bunted. And here's why I bunted.
What?
We were losing. It was our final opportunity. They only play five innings. It was the top of the fifth. We had to score three runs to keep the game alive. And I'm competitive. And Jenny Finch starts throwing like heat. Like she's, you know, having some fun with it. Yeah. She's not throwing slow pitches.
Because she still can.
Oh, she absolutely still can. Yeah. She's one of the greatest pitchers of all time. And so I was like, if she can throw heat, I can bunt in a softball game. So I bunted. I got a run in. I got on second. Someone else pulled me around to third, and then CeCe Sabathia cleaned it up. That guy still got it.
L. Duncan playing some small ball, but they manufactured a run. That's
Thank
what I like
you.
To see.
That's what it's about. Yeah. I don't understand why they don't bunt anymore in baseball. Yeah, what is wrong with
analytics
you?
Analytics nerds.
Exactly. Like, bunt the ball. Advance the runner. That's all that matters.
All right, man. L. Duncan, as you know, a huge Atlanta sports fan, and just waiting for more great things to happen here in the A. How about the Hawks? Do you like the moves, man? Because it's to Carl and my point, it's been so un-Hawk-like. And Ansi Saleh has been very impressive so far as a GM.
I agree. I was actually on air doing SportsCenter, and my producer in the commercial break goes, hey, we're going to come out with some breaking news surrounding the Hawks. And the first thing that comes to my mind is, Trae Young's leaving. Like, I was like, they're selling the team. I'm just like such a downtrodden Hawks fan. And he was like, nah, man, you guys just got someone. And I was like, who is it? And he was like, you guys just got Kristaps Porzingis. So I come on air, I deliver that news, and I looked into the camera and I was like, Atlanta, we up! Like, we finally got somebody! Because you already know, like, unless you the script typically for the Hawks is you have to draft somebody, and then if they're really good, then they bounce.
That's right.
And you don't get any free agents, and you don't get anybody to come here because they're considered a small market team in the NBA, and da-da-da-da-da. So to see them being aggressive and making aggressive moves, I'm thrilled. I think that we actually just talked with Mark J. Spears, who talked to Trey, and he's like, hey, man, like, this is what I needed to make the decision about whether I extend. Of course, those talks are going to be coming up as he enters his eighth season. So hope springs eternal, and I know that, but, like, this is a team that's always destined for the play-in, and I just hope that this year, like, I don't know, maybe we can come in sixth. That's like a...
In the playoffs, the play-in.
Top 14.
In the play-in, exactly.
There's a lot of promise, L. No, you're right. Look, there is a lot of promise. And the trade thing, our argument has been over the last 4 years since our run in 21.
Yeah.
Give him some help.
Yeah.
Right? And then they stayed the course, and they waited too long to make moves, and then we had change in the front office, and then they had different views. And, I mean, again, I know you're on with the national scene. You can't get into all of the particulars, but you know what's going on, and it's hard to tell somebody outside of Atlanta, like, hey, it's not all his fault.
Yeah.
You know, like, people look at that and they go, well, it's just Trae Young. He's selfish. No. Dude's giving you 15 assists a night.
Thank you. You cannot call a player selfish who leads the league in assists. Shut up. Like, stop. And if you are one of these guys who's a shooter, you would want to play with a guy like Trae, who is going to dish and give you opportunities. But to your point, like, it feels like we had a real opportunity. I still want to find that referee who sprained Trae Young's ankle, because I feel like they derailed what could have been a really Cinderella run that the Bucks ended up getting. But it felt like we had some momentum there, and then we never actually rode that wave to do anything. And there, you know, you cannot win and compete right now in the NBA with cast-offs.
No, you got to have stars. Trae's never had an all-star.
No.
You know? Now the big knock would Porzingis stay healthy and how they're going to load manage.
I don't, you know what? I need the unicorn to just be healthy in April. I don't need to see him before then. Just lock him away. Do Gronkowski in Tampa Bay with him. Lock him away until you need him.
All right, she says six. We'll go with four seed. Four seed, please. Hey, what about the Braves? What do you do now? Do you fire sale it? I mean, fan favorites. We love Ozzie Albies. He's horrible right now, L. We got a lot of issues. How do you play it right now at the trade deadline?
It's really, really tough. I don't think – it's funny because I read an article a few weeks ago that was like, everybody keeps waiting on the Braves to turn around, but what if this is just the Braves this year? And I think that it is. I think it all started – we really thought Yerkes Profar was going to be a big part of what we did. That was super unfortunate. Of course, we can't stay healthy. I think we've gotten some great moments from guys last year and whatnot, but like I think we're at the point now where you gotta. I know Ozzie is on a really team-friendly deal, and it feels, you know, crappy to say like you should get rid of him because you're not saving a ton of money doing so. But like this feels like it's not our year, and so ultimately you've got to reload so you can do better. Nobody wants to retool, but we waited 25 years for a World Series,
for sure.
Right? Like,
for sure.
We can wait a couple of more by having a better team.
Al, look, I'm going to comment on this. You don't have to, but I got to bring this up since you're here. Mm-hmm. One of your cohorts.
I know where we're going.
Said that he was not necessarily a fan of you being open about the teams that you support.
Sure.
You talk about Georgia openly on SportsCenter.
Sure.
Okay? You talk about the Hawks or the Braves openly on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. We're all from somewhere.
Sure.
We all grew up as fans of whatever team it might be. Mm-hmm. And just because I do this as a living doesn't mean that that goes out of me.
Sure.
You are in a business in which you're allowed to discuss those things.
Sure.
So for those who don't know, Kirk Herbstreit, college football analyst, basically was doing a podcast and said, look, I'm not a fan of, you know, openly cheering for your favorite team because he thought it hurt credibility. And I'm like, really? That you're not necessarily hurting the integrity of anything that you're reporting. You're simply saying, this is where I'm from. This is who I cheer for.
Right, I just bark.
It's ridiculous. And so I'm addressing this because I don't want you to have, like, any issues.
No, I'm happy to talk about it.
Okay,
no, yeah,
okay. Like, I don't want you to have any issues. But people are asking, like, well, what's Al think about this?
Sure, no. And I did have a chance to talk to Herbie. And, like, you know, the truth is that he comes from sort of that OG mentality of, you know, you really can't be, you have to be subjective or objective. And
yes.
You can't, you know, do it. And I respect that. Like, not everybody is a fan of open fandom, and I totally he is completely entitled to his opinion. My question for him was why I was exceptionalized, considering, like, Stephen A. is a notable Knicks fan and Giants fan.
Yes.
And, you know, Greeny is a notable Jets fan. And,
right.
You know, he sits on the desk with Desmond Howard and all these things. And, you know, it was explained to me that he was thinking, like, college football and whatnot, and that's totally fine. I think for me, and not everybody is a fan of the sports fandom part, but this is why I do it. Apart from loving the team is because this city means so much to me, and they made me who I am, and they have put a battery in my back, and so I promised them that I would be a megaphone for them whenever possible, and I stand by that. I also stand by the fact that my fandom does not in any way impact or affect how we cover these teams.
Correct.
I'm not an analyst. I don't call games.
Right.
That's not my role or job. I just bark, and I'm probably harder on my teams than other people are as well. But I do think that we've embraced more of a landscape where people feel a little more open to, you know, openly support and root for their teams. I sit on a desk with a noted Phillies fan and Kevin Negandhi, an Eagles fan. So, you know, there's a mix of both. There's some people that don't want to do it, and I totally and completely respect that. For me, I'm always going to be myself, and that doesn't mean you have to like it. It just means that it's authentic and it's coming from a good place.
Well said.
I love it.
And let
me say, how else would you be in the world of sports if you didn't have a connection with the team at one point in your life?
Well, especially where you're from. And I got to say this because I know you got to go. And I've had this conversation with Herbie. He is an analyst, and I know he caught a lot of flack early in his career for not touting Ohio State enough.
Sure.
So he's very careful.
Absolutely.
About that and how he sees it versus how you and I and others might see it.
And he
it.
Does a great job at
yes.
that. You know, he really does a good job. Everybody knows he's an Ohio State guy. I think he does a really great job of balancing that, and he has to in that role.
Correct.
But on SportsCenter, I am asking experts questions, and I'm just capping it with a bark. Har-har. Go Dawgs.
She is the best. L. Duncan, thank you for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
And the audience,
you guys.
By the way, going bananas on the text line. Everyone's saying, welcome back,
thank
L.
Thank you, guys.
And everyone's so proud of you who listened to you back in the day.
I love you guys so much. I always carry you with me, and I'm going to be that Atlanta, obnoxious Atlanta fan till the day I die. Let's go, ATL.
Yeah. ATL. Oh, yeah, you know the rest. Hey, we're coming back.
ATL, yo.
Yo, ATL. Yo. Hey, we're coming back. We got a lot more to dive into. L. Duncan, thank you again. Continued success. Keep crushing it. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, fellas.
All right, guys. We're live at Murph's. It's Dukes and Bell.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.